This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, I know I'll be okay.
Do you think Vice President should separate herself from Biden's policy in Israel?
I think that we need a new chapter when it comes to U.S. funding, particularly in making sure that U.S. dollars are consistent with U.S. law, which means not allowing U.S. funding to go towards forces that are engaged in human rights violations, as well as the withholding of humanitarian assistance.
So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has some advice for Kamala Harris, saying she should push herself away a little bit from Biden's policy on Israel. You know, I'm not really much for playing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Annie Frye show, but it does really show that there is a rift in the Democratic Party. Which way are they going to go? And is there a way to appease both wings of the Democrat Party, the pro-Israel side and what I'm just going to call the pro-Hamas side? Can they do both? I don't know that they can. And we'll see if she gets asked a question, if Kamala Harris gets asked a question about that tonight. All right. Jim Carafano with us now, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson fellow for international engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, thank you for the time today. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, sorry, I'm in Albania, and Albania is a little bit noisy, so if there's some background noise.
That's okay. We're happy to have you. I want to know what you think about what policy positions that the Biden administration has had and where Kamala might take it.
I want to go back to this Israel-Hamas thing for a second, because I want to make a prediction. And I always save the predictions for your show, because remember when the day after the election, the first time we talked, they said, we're going to have a flood of illegal aliens in this country. And, you know, by the end of Biden's term, we were going to double the illegal population in the United States.
You did.
And I just want to, I should have just retired at that moment, right? It's like after you hit the cycle, you should just retire. So my prediction is if we stay on the trajectory that we're on in American politics, within a decade, we're going to have a major national Islamist party in the United States. Now, I don't know if it's going to be the Democratic Party or a party that splits off of the Democratic Party, or the Democratic Party is going to be replaced by the Islamist Party, but that is the path we are headed on. Harris is in the AOC camp, right? She is not the old guard of the Democratic Party trying to straddle a line between, well, Israel's an ally, and, oh, yeah, we don't like what they're doing, and, you know, we want to, you know, be nice to the people of us. She is in the wing of the Democratic Party, which actually has an Islamist agenda, which isn't much different from that you would find in Iran or in Lebanon or in Gaza or in the Sahel, for that matter, or in Somalia. So Harris is a true believer. She's on their side. So AOC, could her views and the view of the squad, Harris could be part of the squad. That is, if Harris is president, that will become the direction of the Democratic Party on not just policy in the Middle East, but on dealing with all these Islamist regimes.
What is the...
Can I add one thing?
Yeah, please.
Because there's a footnote to this. A little notice in the news was a foiled terrorist attack where somebody was going to come across the border and go to New York City and kill a bunch of Jews. And the estimates are that if that attack had gone off as planned, that would have been a bigger, in terms of total death, bigger than 9/11.
Was that recent?
We just dodged that bullet. Yes, that was this way. We just dodged that bullet.
There were reports of a lot of a heavy presence of, I guess, was it guardsmen? A lot of different people were in New York, and it was like that was reported on, but not really discussed in a wide way, I don't think, in our news cycle. Why is that?
No, because it's we don't talk about foiled terrorist attacks. When we foil them, we can say, oh yeah, look what a great job we're doing, right? And the reality is the terrorists are like the Terminator; they don't stop. A foiled attack just means learn your lessons and do better next time. It's like people all went to sleep after the first bombing of the World Trade Center, which failed, and they just said, oh yeah, look what a great job we're doing. And all it did was, Bin Laden went back to the drawing board and figured out a better way to bring the buildings down and kill thousands of people. I'm so tired of the lights are flashing red flags or whatever. We talk about so many different problems with illegal migration, but we are so open to a terrorist attack. And here, because if an Islamist is running the United States of America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did we lose him? Jim, you there? Oh, I think we're having trouble with the signal. Are you there, Jim? I can hear the line.
But they're not all bad guys. And we'll be worse off. And I have said this on your show before. We are more vulnerable to Islamist terrorism today than we were in 9/11. They have demolished, disorganized, distracted all the instruments of national security that were supposed to keep us safe from these guys.
Is it intentional?
Yeah, absolutely was intentional. So look, they are interested in, and Joe Biden, he was just the guy that drank the Kool-Aid. He didn't invent this stuff, but he wanted to be president. So they said, well, you can be president, but the cost of that is not just your soul, it's your sanity. You have to embrace this transformational vision of the radical left. That, Obama was too cowardly to even enunciate it in his presidency. I mean, if you remember when Obama came into office, for example, he was against gay marriage.
Right? Yeah.
He wasn't against gay marriage. But he just wanted to be president. But he's the father, he's the son of this radical objective. And Biden, he just bought into that because that's what it took to let him become president. Harris is a believer. She is part of the mafia. She is part of the cult. She is part of the chosen. She wants to radically transform America. And what did they do? They basically went back to the Obama playbook for the first term, which is Obama ran as a moderate. And you couldn't tell the difference between Obama and McCain. Joe Biden ran as a moderate. He didn't tell me. You know, there was like 5 minutes in the last debate where Biden actually enunciated the immigration open borders policy, and kind of nobody paid attention to it. So in a year long campaign, it got about 5 minutes of discussion from Biden, and then voters didn't even notice it until after the election. Harris is the real deal. She is the radical transformation that George Soros has always wanted. And her running as a moderate is new change and new start. That's just laughable.
Jim, I want to ask you one more question, then we'll let you go. And we're really appreciative of your time today, especially while you're traveling. But there's a big debate tonight. I don't know if you're going to be watching the debate or not. But is it true that like America is at a fork in the road with this election coming up, that just from the policy positions, from what is going on in the world around us and what you're talking about is coming to our shores, it's actually here already. I mean, are the policy plans of these two administrations, potential administrations, about as starkly different as they could possibly be?
Yeah, and first of all, I won't be watching because I'm in Albania. It'll be like 3 o'clock in the morning, so sorry about that.
You'll be sleeping.
And I think it will in the end. This will be an issue campaign, not the orange hair and other stuff. These administrations are literally polar opposites on every single issue, bread and butter issue that impacts the American voter. I don't know how much more to say. It's like you cannot, let's fight be bipartisan. When you reach a fork in the road, dude, you have to take it. Otherwise, you tumble off into the abyss.
Well, Jim, we appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you each week. Thank you for giving us some of your time today, and safe travels to you.
Thanks, friend.
Thanks.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Jim Carafano, the senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Very kind of him to factor us into his afternoon, his day. I don't know, whatever time it is in Albania. I looked up Albania. It's right across the pond from the heel of Italy's boot. That's where Albania is, by Greece. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm excited. The next guest we have coming in here from the Lutheran Elementary Schools. Oh, my gosh, I love this partnership with them. Brew in the Lou is one of the coolest events taking place. You know how St. Louis loves their beer. Lutherans don't mind a beer. We'll call them a good Lutheran beverage. Now, after 12 years of Brew in the Lou, they've commissioned their first ever custom brew for this event. And we're going to make an announcement about that here on the Annie Fry Show when we come back and talk a little bit more about Lutheran education. So you're going to want to stick around for that. Come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. This is a good opportunity for you to get in there, answer the YouTube live chat poll, which is how do you see the presidential election ending? We want to know your predictions before the debate. Kamala landslide, Trump landslide, or a tromla. There we go. Trump or Kamala, close victory, you tell us. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.